Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. With a radical bid to transform an area at the heart of the city, a local boozer is crowned best community pub, and the county's smallest charity shop may come to the city.
Ambitious plans to transform an area in the historic part of the city can be revealed. The £5.9 million scheme to radically redesign the area around Guildhall Hill is one of two major projects being worked up by Norwich City Council. The other involves the £8.5 million regeneration of Sloughbottom Park and would see a new 3G football pitch created and the pavilion become a centre for the community. The Guildhall scheme would see the taxi rank move to an area near the forum and a vast public space created next to the market and around the former jail and court building. Access to parking for disabled motorists and commercial loading for the market and businesses would remain. Changes to Exchange Street would include widening and paving the footway, elevating the road close to the same level, and installing street furniture. The Greater Norwich Growth Board has said it would be prepared to contribute £2.8 million towards the project, with the rest coming from the government. City Hall is bidding for funds from the government to get both projects off the ground.
A city centre Wetherspoon pub has become the latest victim of an ongoing egg shortage that has hit people and businesses across the country. A sign placed on the door at the Bell in Orford Hill alerted customers to the impact it had had on its breakfast offerings. It said there was a short-term supply issue, which has affected its supplies of eggs used for fried eggs. The pub has instead offered a number of substitutes, including extra hash browns, tomatoes, mushrooms and onion rings. Supermarkets have been hit with empty shelves due to the shortage, which has been blamed on supply chain issues. This has forced Marks & Spencer, Morrisons, Lidl, Tesco and Asda to limit the number of egg boxes customers can buy. Meanwhile, bakers in Norwich have warned of the disastrous impact the egg shortage will have on businesses.
A church is traditionally associated with an altar, font and organ for worshippers. But one 15th century building in the city centre is in the process of being converted into a skate park. Sam Avery, owner of the drugstore in Bridewell Alley, received planning permission in February to turn the disused St Peter Parmentergate Church in King Street into an indoor skate park with retail space and a cafe. And now a heritage management plan has been sent to the City Council to ensure historic features of the former church are preserved. Norfolk councillor and skating enthusiast Ash Lever has teamed up with Mr Avery for the project. He said, "This heritage management plan is in place to make sure the plans are done in a considerate manner. We have had that mindset from the start. You want to use this facility for a really interesting and unique purpose, but to equally celebrate the heritage features and to engage with a new audience. As part of the heritage plan, acrylic screens will be constructed to protect the Bernie Hobart monument and the reredos altarpiece of the church. The Bernie Hobart monument was built in 1623. And is a rare example of plaster monument which was built on a wooden frame and painted to look like stone. The heritage plan has been created with the support from the Norfolk Historical Church Trust. A separate noise management plan was submitted alongside this to ensure there is no disturbance to others in the area."
A Norwich watering hole has won a national award after being crowned the best community pub. Garden House in NR2 was given the prize at the Craft Union Awards 2022 for its contributions to the local community and charities. In recent years, the team, led by Jonathan and Tanya Childs, have organised many fundraising efforts to support groups in the city and internationally. Mr. Childs said, "Myself and Tanya are so pleased to have won the award for Best Community Pub Operator and for all of our work to be recognised. We love being able to give back to others and are always looking for future opportunities to support others, whether they are local, national or international causes." The team has handed out more than 50,000 frozen meals to community projects and donated more than 25,000 British Army rations while working with the charity Only a Pavement Away. After the pandemic, the pub became a community food bank, which helped provide vital food supplies to locals. When the war broke out in Ukraine, a fundraising effort was launched which successfully sent 50,000 kilograms of food aid to those in need in the country. This is not the first time the Garden House has been recognised for its work in the community. The pair were recently finalists in the Great British Pub Awards for Best Community Operators and have claimed a number of awards previously, including the British Institute of Innkeeping's Heart of the Community Award. The pub was one of 10 watering holes across the country to be recognised by an award at this year's Craft Union Awards ceremony.
The hunt is on for vandals who were captured on CCTV prowling the streets of a city suburb and damaging vehicles. The thugs were caught on camera in Catton Grove, booting wing mirrors off motors. The incident has left one car's owner, a mum of two, wanting to move house. The area has seen a spate of car vandalism recently after cars in Desmond Drive and White Woman Lane were also targeted nearby.
Plans have been approved to turn a red phone box into Norfolk's smallest charity shop. Norwich City Council has given permission for one of the Grade 2 listed telephone kiosks in Tombland to be converted into a tiny retail unit selling second-hand clothing and items. It is the latest in a series of novel ideas for the pair of disconnected traditional boxes, which are no longer needed to make calls. The adjacent vintage box is now the UK's smallest off-licence, after being taken over by local real ale delivery service Beer Hatch. It was previously occupied by Simply Cactus, which sold houseplants and specialist cacti. The plans for the adjoining telephoneless red box say turning it into a charity retail kiosk, with proceeds going to the local charity Sibling Support, would mean it has a new lease of life. It proposes reverse hanging the kiosk door and making changes to allow one side to slide in and out to create display rails to sell clothing. Approving the change of use, planners stated, "As presented, the proposal will likely result in less than substantial harm to the established significance of the kiosks." Sibling Support provides help to cope with the death of a brother or sister and says extra funding from the shop would allow the charity to increase its reach and provide enhanced support.
That's all from Paul and me. Now it's over to Marianne Penn and John Francis for part 2.